Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and this is part 3 of my AMA. Hopefully you're enjoying it so far. It's kind of long. The next question from Alex Marcy is, I enjoy the original ones better than the read. The intensity is higher and makes it easier to picture what's going on. I need the clarification on that, but I think he's talking about the original Ramble Faps. So I will check in with him, or maybe Alex Marcy, if you want to send me a message and let me know what you mean. I think you're saying you like the descriptive Ramble Faps instead of the fantasy ones. Although I think the fantasy ones are hot. Okay, Droit Aubut, D-R-O-I-T-A-U-B-U-T 11 asks, would you fuck a Redditor if you weren't married? Yes. And then he wants more joys. So I tried to record another one, but I'll keep that in mind. This next one is anonymous. What was your most daring and exciting sexual encounter? I had sex in a library when I was in college. Just like the Gone Wild story that I read. Well, not exactly like that, but similar. That's why I read it. A not safe for work mommy audio. Oh, a not safe for work not mommy audio where your 18-year-old stepson accidentally takes Viagra and needs your help. So my response to that is we need to find someone to write that script. So I think I know a scriptwriter that likes to write incest stories, so I'll ask him if he wants to do that one. Okay, Gefiltefish9 asks, how big are the dildos you use? So the big one, the big D, the big dildo, is 7 inches by 5.5 inches in circumference. The rabbit is about 5 inches by 4.25 inches in circumference. I hate the rabbit. And then I bought another one, which I strictly only use for audio, which is like a gel type, and it's 6 inches. Let's see. He's also asking if it's possible to... Okay, he's asking... Okay, I'm not going to read that part. Okay, Alien of the Galaxy. How did you discover GWA, and how did you decide to start narrating stories? So, I discovered GWA. I explained that before. Narrating stories is what I felt comfortable with. I didn't feel comfortable when I first started reading scripts, and I didn't know about the confession narrative, GW narrative. So I looked for stories on slutty confessions. So my first audios were reading like slutty confessions, and then people would send me like Gone Wild stories, and then I would look for a story, and then I found that incest one, and then I got that this long incest series, which is like excellent. So it's just depends on somebody might send it to me. I used to like read slutty confessions all the time, and like TIFU, which I love because it's so freaking hilarious. But, for not safe for work, I usually just stick to like slutty confessions or Gone Wild stories, which I really like Gone Wild stories, or Literotica. I really like those. Okay, and I love audiobooks. So when I drive a long time, like if I travel somewhere, I'm listening to like This American Life, like narrated stories about stuff that's going on. I love those. Those are some of my favorite podcasts, actually. How did you listen to, do you listen to female artists also? If so, what audio do you like most? I don't usually listen to female VAs unless somebody tells me about them. I have tried to listen to a couple that, you know, I come across on GWA, and I don't like their voice. So I just don't listen. I listen to like the first minute, and then I just go back and I don't comment. If I like their voice, I will comment. I heard a French woman, I don't remember her name, but her voice is like super sexy. But I like French accents, so I wonder if she'll do a collab. I don't know what kind of script we would do, but it'd be cool to have to do one with like someone with a French accent or even a British one. There's a British one that I heard that was really good. But they're like also really like good. So I don't know if they'd want to like do one with me. Okay. So, this next one is Prob Not Batman. What was your overall inspiration to start posting erotic audios? Like I said before, a friend asked, and then I also listened to that, that jealous Friends with Benefits audio from user August in Winter, which was really good. You guys probably don't want to listen to that because it's a guy's voice, but it's great. Like his other one, like Don't Fucking Call Me Daddy is really good. And his one that like he has like, and there's this one that he like has this tension with this girl that he doesn't like and they go camping and she sneaks into his tent at night. It's really hot. How do you get yourself in the mood? Sometimes I look at Reddit. Sometimes I read a story or listen to a Rebel Fab. It's really easy to get me in the mood. Let's see. Which GWA performers do you listen to and enjoy the most? I like Your Secret Crush, Sierra Smitty, 1864, Southland Tale, August in Winter. I like the ones that, the August in Winter was like when I first started listening. Now I listen to the ones that I kind of like talk to a little bit more because there's like a little bit, I know them a little bit more. So it's kind of nice that way. Yeah. So have you considered doing more of a complete collab audio, like either a phone sex session recording with another performer or more of a back and forth interview with the other performers? Yes. And actually I'm working on that right now with My Dirty Secret. We're doing a script on that. I think it's better. It seems like there's more visibility, I think, if it's like only female and then we'll just do like an only male, but they're like responding to each other back and forth. I think that might be better. I don't know if guys like to hear other guys' voices, so, you know, we're going to work on it. The next part of the question is, or a reaction audio, basically recording yourself listening to another audio. Yes, I totally want to do that because it's totally hot. Somebody did that for me and it was totally hot. So I would love to do that. It's just picking the right audio, I guess. I don't know if I would post it. Just, you know, because it'd be just for that person, I guess. I think Nadio had that posted. Like, he's a new VA, but he's been on, like, some other, like, audio site. And he had posted that to listeners. Like, if you want to post an audio, like a Ramble Fap to my audio, I would love that. I would love that. But he took it down because I guess it was, like, bad because underage listeners might be doing it. I don't know. Anyway, I think that's totally hot. I really like your Ramble Faps and your Gone Wild narrative posts. What are the chances that you would combine the two and do hysterical audio readings on Gone Wild narrative? I have done them. I just haven't posted them to Gone Wild narrative. I didn't know about Gone Wild narrative until more recently, and I really like it because I feel like that's my niche. I have to look some of those up. I don't like to masturbate while I read because I try to focus on what I'm reading and I just don't like getting distracted. But I know that's hot because I feel like it's about the story and I shouldn't mess it up. Like, wouldn't you want to hear the whole story? Maybe that's not the point. Okay, this next set of questions, is from Booted and Suited, and he sent me 37, 38, 39, 40, 42 questions. Okay, worst meal I ever had. So these are kind of silly questions. Worst meal I ever had. I would say when I was 8, I tried to make mac and cheese with my best friend, my next door neighbor. And I told my mom that I knew how to make it because my best friend said she knew how to make it. And so while my mom was outside doing yard work, we were like boiling the macaroni noodles. And then we like put the cheese and the milk and the butter. And I think I was 8, so we just looked at the pictures on the box. And then like what happened was like we tasted it and it tasted awful. So my neighbor was like, oh, I know what it is. You know, we have to put more cheese in it because that's what we do at my house. So we put like more Kraft cheese and like cheddar cheese. And we're like, it still doesn't look right. This is not what it looks like when my mom makes it. Anyway, come to find out, like, it was terrible, first of all. But we forgot to drain it. And so, like, it was super watery. It was gross. It was so gross. So that was, like, I guess my worst meal, which I made for myself and had to eat. Okay, so the most expensive item of clothing you've ever bought, not a wedding dress. It is, of course, my wedding dress. But if I can't say that, then I would say it's my business suit. So there you go. Okay, worst job interview you ever did. I've never failed a job interview. So I try to build a rapport with the person and I feel like I'm really friendly and I do a lot of research before I go into an interview. So I do really well at them. It's like a talent, I guess. The most drunk you ever were. Okay, this is kind of embarrassing. So I've only been drunk like blackout drunk, like twice in my life. And the last time was when my best friend got married. I was her maid of honor. And I don't usually drink wine, but I was drinking wine like a lot, I guess. And I didn't eat anything because I was maid of honor. So I was like running around and I don't remember what happened. So I remember, I don't remember what happened, but I heard that I blacked out. I was like dancing, blacked out. So that wasn't good. And one of the people that was at the wedding was like a PA, like, and I remember like somebody was saying like, oh, she's saying that she has to go to the hospital because I blacked out. I was fine. Anyway, next question. What is your karaoke song? It would have to be My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas or Bizarre Love Triangle. That's it. What would be your stripper song? I have so many, but I would say Dark Side by Bishop Briggs is currently one of them. If you could visit any country you've never been to, which one would it be? Maldives. If faced with a choice of losing your hair on your head or losing 3 toes on your right foot, which would you pick? So my question is, would losing my toes cause me to walk funny? Because if so, I would pick my hair and then I would wear a wig, I think. What thing or skill are you surprisingly good at that people do not expect? I think I'm pretty good at this audio stuff. What is the longest your hair has ever been and what's the shortest it's been? The longest has been down to my butt crack and the shortest was super short. Like it was like a boy haircut. My dad said that I picked it because it was hot. I don't remember picking it. Well, I remember picking it, but it did not look like that. It was terrible. It looked like a really bad haircut. Like they butchered my hair, like cut it like 1 inch from my head all the way. I don't know. It's like terrible. It looked like a boy. I mean, not that that's bad, but I was 11. I didn't want to look like that. Let's see. I cried. My dad's like, you didn't cry. It's like denial. What is your typical breakfast? 2 eggs and an English muffin with butter. Sometimes I drink orange juice with water with that. the last movie you walked out of a cinema on? Probably, I don't even remember. It's been so long. I haven't gone to the movies since COVID, so I can't even answer that. If you had to live in solitude for 1 year and there is TV in the house with only one that only played like Big Bang Theory or How I Met Your Mother, which show would you choose? How I Met Your Mother all the way, hands down. That's my favorite, like one of my favorite shows. I have a semi-crush on Ted Mosby. He's so cute, that architect. And like hopeless romantic and a little funny. I love that guy. Okay, 14. What is your favorite game show? Jeopardy. Number 15. Have you ever gotten an autograph or a selfie with a famous person? Yes, Mike Myers from Wayne's World. Number 16. Ever had sex in public place? Oh, he's also Shrek. Ever had sex in a public place? A car counts. Yes. I don't know if he wanted me to elaborate. If he wanted me to elaborate on that. Number 17. Ever masturbated at work? Yes. Number 18. Everyone names their car. What name did you give your first car? Putt-putt car. Because it was like when I would go up a hill, it would like putt, putt, putt up the hill. It was like a old Toyota Corolla, like old car. Let's see. What book do you wish you had written? So many. There's so many books. There's so many good books out there. Maybe The Fountainhead by Anne Rhine, but also I also said Harry Frickin' Potter. Just because it's so good. Let's see. Have you ever gone to work or a social event, Commando? Yes. If you could bring one album, non-playlist or greatest hits, which would you bring to a deserted island? I feel like a lot of albums don't have all good music. Like there's a lot that don't have like a complete, like I don't like a lot of the songs. But Monkey Business from the Black Eyed Peas. It sounds like I'm a Black Eyed Peas fan, but I like a lot of songs on that album. There's a lot of albums I actually like. That was a hard question. If you could give yourself a new first name, what would you give yourself? Alyssa. What is your biggest superstition? Don't sleep with your head to the north. I guess dead people sleep that way. That's what I was told. Who was the strangest, oddest person you ever met via school, college, work, or other friends? I can't remember. I mean, there's been some weird people, but I didn't stay friends with them. 25. If space, time, and cost were no object, what type of animal would you get as a pet? None. I don't think animals should be pets. Maybe dogs. Because they need people, but maybe some cats. But I wouldn't want a pet. I mean, I have several, but I don't want one. Another one. 26. Look back on college, school, work. Who was your most embarrassing crush in real life that you have ever fantasized about? And did you ever think about them whilst masturbating? Why would my crush be embarrassing? And yes, I thought about them while masturbating. I don't think any of them would be embarrassing at all. They're great. I picked them because they're smart, funny, good looking. At least I thought so. It's hard for me to like somebody. Number 27. Have you ever made a sex tape with a partner? No. Number 28. Have you ever worn a costume or uniform with a partner? Yeah, but not for sex. Yes. Like a couples thing? Yes. And we did a switch, so I was a football player and he was a cheerleader. That was cute. Number 29. Have you ever been to a strip club or lap dance place? Yes. Several. 30. What song do you wish you had written? Somebody by Depeche Mode. If you could see one musical act, living or dead, who would it be and what era? I would love to see Janis Joplin at Woodstock. I think that would be so awesome. Number 32. And you know what? There was a girl that sang like Janis Joplin on like American Idol or the America's Got Talent, or I don't know which one it was, but she was amazing. I would see her. Okay, 32. What was your most embarrassing purchase that you immediately regretted? I can't think of anything embarrassing that I've purchased that I regret. I purchased a lot of things that I regret because I just, like, I buy paint and then I'm like, oh, I don't use it. So it's not really, anyway. 33. What's the biggest lie you've told your friends and family that they still believe is true? That my audio equipment is really for my profession. And that I'm constantly checking Reddit and creating audio content. Number 34. What would be your death row last meal? Prime rib with a little sashimi and wasabi, like real wasabi, with ikura and grilled vegetables and some pistachio ice cream. That probably sounds gross to a lot of you. Number 35. Favorite fast food? McDonald's breakfast sausage McMuffin with egg. 36. If you have a consensual sexual encounter with a woman involving a strap-on, would you want to be the person giving or receiving? It doesn't matter. I don't think it matters. I'm a woman. I think it'd matter if you were a man. I don't know. Number 37. What posters did you have on your bedroom walls growing up or when you were in college? I had these ads on my walls, like Gap portrait ads and black and white images from magazines. I was weird like that. 38. What was your best subject in school? Art. But I wasn't bad at math. I really liked math. 39. What was your quote in your high school yearbook? I don't know. Have a great summer? I don't know. 39. How many Redditors you chat with do you think, if introduced to your hubby, would actually strike a genuine lasting friendship with him? Example, go for beer or activities together. Just the two of them. Probably several. Everyone seems really down to earth. But they couldn't talk about the audio because that's a secret. Okay, 41. If Hollywood made a movie on your life, which actress would you want to play you? Kate Beckinsale. She's such a badass. And the last one, in this movie, what band or artist is doing most of the soundtrack? I would say the Black Eyed Peas because I love all the collaborations they do. So I hope you enjoyed this AMA, and it's like an hour and a half. Thanks for listening.